This is uncanny. Every time we want to go on a ride, everybody else gets the same idea.
Boy, they sure do a great business here. I wouldn't mind owning this carnival myself.
Yeah, Fred, this might be just the place to invest a newly acquired Flintstone fortune.
Hey, you're laughing, Barney, but I really would like to buy this carnival.
Mr. Flintstone, I accept this as a firm offer.
Huh? But...
Buster, you just bought yourself a carnival.
But I don't have that kind of money. This is all I have.
Fine. I'll take it as a down payment. You sign here. Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Flintstone. Oh, I almost forgot. Here. The hat's part of the deal.
Flintstone.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Marble. Any mail for us today?
The usual. Bills, bills, bills.
In that case, I'm not interested. Give the mail to the Lord of the Exchequer. Oh, he was here a minute ago mowing the lawn. Oh, there he is. In the hammock, resting his eye. How do you like that? The three snoozers, Fred, Dino, and Mo.
Mo?
That's short for lawnmower.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Marble. Quiet, Dino. Anything for me today?
Yeah, I have a couple for you. Hey, down, boy, down. This mail isn't for you.
Give it to him, Mr. Marble. I have him trained.
Okay, if you say so. Here, boy.
All right, Dino, bring it here.
I thought you had him trained.
Dino, I said bring it here. Nice boy. Give Daddy the mail. Come back here, you dim-witted dinosaur. Huh? Oh, so he wants to play games, huh? His brain against mine. I'll show him. Oh, Dino!
Huh? Gotcha!
Okay, wise guy, where's the mail? Aha! You buried it.
Hey, that's quite a trick, Mr. Flintstone. When did Dino teach you that?
Very funny, very funny.
Ouch. I hate these tough shrubs, but they are kind of tasty.
Wilma! Wilma! Hey, Wilma, look, look!
Fred, quiet. You'll wake Pebbles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look what came in the mail. It's a refund on my income tax. A check for $37.50.
$37.50? Yippee!
Ish.
Now look what you made me do. It's all right, Pebbles. Look what Daddy got. It's a check.
Oh, boy, they sure learn young.
I gotta hand it to you, Fred. It's not easy to get a refund from the government these days.
Yeah, right, Barney.
You gotta be pretty smart. Know all the ins and outs.
You said it.
How'd you get yours, Fred?
I made a mistake adding up my tax.
Oh? Have you decided what you're gonna do with this windfall, Fred? I mean, where are you going to stick it? In a bank or maybe invest it?
Oh, boy, you're as bad as Wilma with those nutty suggestions. It's my refund. I worked hard for it. And I'm going to decide what to do with it.
Oh, yeah, sure, Fred.
Everybody trying to tell me what to do with my dough. What's that? Roll 'em and clip 'em carnival. Oh, boy, a carnival's coming to town.
Yeah, 50 famous acts. Hey, that's really something. Hey, look. The sideshow acts. Hey, Fred, get a load of that guy.
Yeah.
What are you staring at?
You never seen a guy in a tuxedo before?
Barney, I just got an idea what to do with my refund check. I'll take the family to the carnival.
Hey, that's a great idea, Fred. I'd take my gang, too, but I'm a little short this week.
Well, you've always been short, my compact pal.
No, Fred, I mean I'm suffering from financial anemia.
Well, don't give it a second thought, Barney boy. I'm inviting you and your family to come along as my guests.
Yeah? Oh, gosh, that's mighty swell of you, Fred. As soon as I finish with this painting, I'll tell Betty the good news, okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you do that. And by the way, what is that you're painting?
This.
Wet paint. Where is it?
On that chair you're sitting in.
What? Oh, boy.
Hey, Mrs. Rollum, is your husband in? We want to talk to him.
He's in the wagon taking his morning nap.
Come on out, Rollum. We want our money.
We haven't been paid in over a month.
Yeah, and if we don't get our money, we quit. Right?
Right.
Friends, loyal employees, please, you'll get your money.
We have one.
As soon as I get it from the customers. Now, you know, nobody wants to come to a carnival when there aren't any people around, so I want you all to spread out and make it look like a crowd. Pretend you're customers.
Okay, but if we don't get our money by tonight, we're quitting.
Yeah, or we'll go on a hunger strike.
You do it your way, I'll do it mine.
Who are you trying to kid, Stanley? You know you can't pay them.
Will you let me run my own business? And you know how I hate to see you bent over a hot wash tub like that. Can't you do it someplace else where I can't see you?
Oh, sorry, Your Highness.
Boy, am I sick of this racket. If I could only sell and get out from under.
Are you kidding? No one would be crazy enough to buy this broken-down carnival.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Gwendolyn. This is a big world, and somewhere in it there's a patsy just made to order for me. And for all we know, he may be on his way here right now.
Oh, boy, I just love a carnival. Makes me feel like a kid again.
Me too. When I was little, I told my mother I was going to run away and join a carnival.
Yeah, what did she say?
She said, you don't have to run. I'll drive you.
Oh, Barney, you always tell that story, and I don't think it's a bit funny.
You see that, Fred? My own wife doesn't appreciate my sense of humor.
Now remember, folks, when we get to the carnival, everything is on me.
And you better remember what happened last time you went to the carnival, Fred. You gave the man a $10 bill, and he only gave you change for a $5.
Well, don't worry about me, Wilma. They can't fool old Freddy Flintstone twice.
Get your tickets here, folks. At least let me buy the tickets to get in, huh, Fred?
Nothing doing, Bond. Besides, I gotta break this tent spot anyway.
If 4 tickets, that'll be $2. There are your tickets, and there's your change. 3, 4, 5.
Hey, come on, Fred, let's go.
Be right with you, Bond. 3, 4, 5. Hey, mister, I think you made a mistake.
I made a mistake?
Yeah, I gave you a 10 and you only gave me change for a 5.
Now, how could that have happened? Oh, I'm sorry. Give me the money. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Holy, Gwendolyn! Gwendolyn! Gwendolyn!
What do you want now?
He's here! He's here!
Who's here?
My patsy. The guy we're gonna unload this carnival on. Aren't you happy?
I don't know. I kind of hate to leave show business.
Fred, my feet are killing me. We've been waiting in this line over an hour.
Honey, can I help it if they're doing such a good business?
Okay, folks, fasten your seatbelts.
Hang on, everybody. This ride is a real thriller.
Oh, I'm scared already.
Hey, listen to them, Barney. Now, Wilma, there's nothing to be scared of.
Right, buddy? You're safe in my arms. you.
Afraid of?
Golly, Barn, look where we are. This must be the world's longest ride.
Oh, you're telling me. Now, how do we get down?
Hey, watch it!
Oh, that was fun.
Fred, are you all right?
Yeah. I'm having a ball.
Having a Brado burger.
Betty, please.
Oh, look. Let's go on the merry-go-round. There's no line there.
Okay, let's hurry. Oh, dear. Every time we want to go on a ride, it's crowded.
Hey, look. The Ferris wheel's empty. Let's go on that.
A Ferris wheel.
This is uncanny. Every time we want to go on a ride, everybody else gets the same idea.
Boy, they sure do a great business here. I wouldn't mind owning this carnival myself.
Yeah, Fred, this might be just the place to invest a newly acquired Flintstone fortune.
You're laughing, Barney, but I really would like to buy this carnival.
Mr. Flintstone, I accept this as a firm offer.
Huh?
Buster, you just bought yourself a carnival.
But I don't have that kind of money. This is all I have.
Fine. I'll take it as a down payment. Sign here. Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Flintstone. Oh, I almost forgot. Here. The hat's part of the deal.
Strange, Fred. Now that you own the carnival, the rides aren't crowded anymore.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel's empty, too.
And it's staying empty.
Never mind that. Let's take a look at my carnival and remember everything is on the house. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
What's this, Fred?
I don't know, Wilma. I'm new here, too.
May I call your attention to this 400-foot ladder?
Ooh.
Wow.
You will see a death-defying feat performed right before your very eyes. Daredevil, Rocky Rockhead, will do a triple somersault from the top of the ladder and land on this pile of rocks.
Oh, boy, Fred, you couldn't get me to climb that ladder for $1 million. I suffer from hydrophobia.
It sure looks dangerous. I'll give him a raise if he lives.
Anybody got something for a headache?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the great Herculo, strongest man in the world.
Ooh. Look at those muscles.
Isn't he magnificent?
Oh, I don't know.
Bam Bam, come back here.
Hey, put that down.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yow! Ooh, wow! Hey, Scram Kid, you're too dangerous.
Yeah, Bam Bam's the world's strongest kid.
Now be a good boy, Bam Bam, and watch the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the great Herculo will lift 6 people on a baby grand piano. While playing a piano duet with one hand.
Isn't it marvelous?
It's okay if you like that long hair stuff.
Oh, dear, this has been a day.
Imagine Fred Flintstone, a carnival tycoon.
Yeah, and I hope you'll make $1 million with it, Fred.
I intend to, Barney. I have big plans for this carnival. It's a regular gold mine.
If it's such a gold mine, Fred, I don't understand why Mr. Rollum let you have it so cheap.
Relax, Wilma. You're looking at a shrewd businessman. I'm going to make a fortune with...
Come on out, Flintstone. We want our money.
What's that?
You heard us, Flintstone?
We want our money.
And we want it now.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What money?
Our salaries. We haven't been paid in 6 weeks.
And if we don't get our money, we're quitting.
Yeah, and that goes for all of us. Me, the strong man, Rover, the dog-faced boy.
Yeah, we're all quitting. Right, Rover? Speak.
Yeah, you're darn tootin'.
And now wait a minute.
When you bought the assets of this carnival, you also got the liabilities.
That means us.
But I haven't any money.
Then we're walking out. Come on, everybody.
Please, Madam Roxanne, won't you reconsider? I can't run a carnival without any acts.
Sorry, Flintstone. I'd like to stay, but I don't see any future in it.
Listen, Gummo, what's a sideshow without a rubber man? Can't you stay for a while?
Sorry, Flintstone. If you don't have my dough, I'll just bounce over to another sideshow. So long, pal. Uh-oh. Forgot my bag.
Now, Flintstone, I'd like to help you out, but a man can't live on promises.
After all, a woman needs some security. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
I've already taken 2 salary cuts. Why, if I weren't half a man, I'd have quit long ago.
But, sir, lady.
Sorry, it's out of the question.
So long, Flintstone.
Well, Mr. Carnival King, what now?
It's a cinch you can't run a carnival without acts. I guess there's nothing to do but go home. Excuse me. You the proprietor of this here carnival?
Yeah, you want to buy it?
Buy it? I wouldn't give you more than 2 cents for it.
I accept that as a firm offer.
Now, look, wise guy. What time does the show go on?
There isn't going to be a show, Sheriff. All the acts walked out on me.
You advertised a show, and you're going to put one on.
And supposing he doesn't?
Then I throw him in jail for misrepresentation.
How do you like that, Barney? Throw me in jail just for not putting on a show, huh? Well, who said I'm not? Come on, everybody. As they say in showbiz, the show must go on.
Step right up, folks. Get your tickets here. Get your tickets here.
No pushing, please. Stay in line.
Oh, Betty, what are we going to do?
Cheer up, Wilma. We may not have any acts or customers, but we do have a band.
Better hurry up, Fred. We've got a crowd waiting out there.
A crowd? Let me see.
3 people. You call that a crowd?
You never heard 3's a crowd, Fred.
Oh, boy. Come on, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, in the center ring, Reckless Rebel, the Human Cannonball.
Hey, Fred, can't we talk this over? With good behavior, you could be out in a couple of years.
Will you keep quiet and get in there?
Okay. But just watch where you're aiming.
Thank you. Now, in this corner, direct from down under in Australia Rock, we present Hurricane Hopperoo. And his opponent, Dynamite Dino, the Dancing Dinosaur.
The Brado Burger, lady. I don't want to miss any part of the show. It's great.
Come on, Betty. Let's go see how the boys are doing.
And now, Fearless Flintstone will ride a motorcycle on the high wire, no hands, and blindfolded.
Poor Fred. I'm worried.
He'll be all right, Wilma. I hope.
backs, no hands.
Hey, look out, Fred, look out!
Fred!
Attaboy, Fred. Take off the blindfold and you'll be okay.
Oh, no.
Not bad, not bad. With a little training, that kid'll be as strong as me.
And now, folks, may I call your attention to this 400-foot ladder. Fearless Flintstone will perform his death-defying leap before your very eyes.
Oh, wow. Well, go ahead. What's the matter, you chicken?
How about that? Landing in water. That gives the high diving act a whole new twist.
Hey, Fred, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Look at that poor Mr. Flintstone knocking his brains out. Maybe we shouldn't have walked out on him.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a heel.
Flintstone's really not a bad guy.
What do you say we all ask for our jobs back?
I hope Flintstone don't think we're two-faced.
Cheer up, Fred. You did your best. At least the sheriff's not going to put you in jail.
I think you fellas put on a swell show.
Oh, Mr. Flintstone.
Who's that?
It's all the acts. They came back.
Can you come out, Mr. Flintstone?
We want to talk to you.
You want to talk to me?
We sure do.
Let me tell him. Mr. Flintstone, we want our old jobs back.
With the improvements you've made.
We think the carnival could be a success.
Gosh, folks, thanks, but I don't think I want to own a carnival anymore.
Then this carnival must be for sale.
It sure is.
Fine, here's your money back. I'll use some of your new ideas and clean up.
Thanks. Oh, Mr. Roller, man, you got 2 fives for this 10?
Well, of course.
Thank you. And here's your 10. Oh, wait a minute. On second thought, I think I'd rather have my 10 back.
Oh, I certainly.
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention it. Where's my 2 five? How do you like that? Boy, they sure learn fast, don't they?
So, you see, Wilma, all's well that ends well. I got my dough back plus a fancy hat.
You were lucky, Fred. But you better let me take care of the money from now on so you don't spend it on something foolish.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what's that guy doing?
Hey, friend, what are you doing?
Drilling for oil. I think there's oil on my property.
Oil?
I really shouldn't be here, though. The doctor told me to move to a drier climate. Say, you wouldn't care to buy me out, would you?
Well, I don't know. How much?
Fred?
Sorry, friend. Forget it. I gotta go.
Oh, well.
Oil! It's a gusher! I'm rich! Rich! I'm a millionaire!
Well, Mr. Tycoon, won't you ever learn?
Oh, yeah, Fred, that was close.
Oh, boy. Thanks, gang. If it weren't for you, I'd probably be stuck with a phony oil well. I'm glad my mother didn't raise any stupid children.